Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
This morning I'm gonna be sharing a story for the Good Vibe Tribe, Kennedy, about a couple that I don't even know.
Alrighty, give it to me.
I told you about me jacking up my toe as I was practicing to become a member of the Olympic skimboarding team.
Of course.
Over the weekend, we were down on the Cape and some friends invited us to Mayflower Beach, which is in Dennis. And what happens there a lot of times is because of the sun setting on the water there, and the water will go out for like 2 miles during low tide, people will come down in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole different, like people come during the day, but then those people leave and then a whole new crew comes in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did. So we get down there and there is a guy doing a photo shoot right next to us, okay? And so he's got the long professional camera, and he's got this woman, and now he's probably in his like mid to late 60s, and the woman he's shooting is probably around the same, and she's got that Lily Pulitzer shirt on and like the light pants, and,
yes,
and she's posing on the sand and he's taking photos. And to be honest with you, I was looking at it, I was like, why is he using that lens and sitting so close to her? Because I'm a nerdy photographer guy. But anyway, that's beside the point. And so then I notice that as he's going to take pictures, this couple, and it looks like maybe their kids, their young children, are standing directly behind him in front of the beach, and they're just standing there, and they have some other people with them, I think, and they're dressed really nice. It looks like maybe they just came for dinner because they're all in like tan.
So like a
and
family shoot or something?
Well, no, this guy taking the photos of the woman was not involved with this couple.
Okay.
They were standing in the background of the photo he was trying to take.
Oh, crying out loud.
Right? So he's trying to take cool beach photos of this woman, and then this couple and their family is now standing directly behind them.
Yeah.
And again, as a nerdy amateur photographer, I'm feeling bad for the photographer.
This enrages you.
I'm like,
you like want to get up and be like, excuse me.
Those people are so rude. They're just standing oblivious to this guy, this photographer. And this is an open spot on the beach where there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
So now he stands up and he's kind of standing about 25 yards away from them. And he's just like kind of, it looks to me like he's waiting impatiently for them to get the hell out of the way so he can go back to his photo shoot.
Right.
Well, what I don't realize is he is a part of this whole plan.
Oh.
The guy that is there with the girl and a couple of kids drops down on one knee and proposes to the woman.
No.
And that photographer was a part of this whole ruse. And the woman that he was taking photographs of, I think maybe it was his wife or his girlfriend or something, because she was then there helping direct.
She was just a decoy.
It was a whole decoy thing. And here I am getting mad at this man and this woman being in the background of this photographer's shot. And it turns out that the photographer was there to shoot. And then as he starts, you know, the guy goes down on one knee. And now the vantage point I have is my wife is sitting right next to me, and I look, and again, being a nerdy amateur photographer, I can see my wife's wedding ring like sitting there. And so I grab my phone and I take like a little artistic photo with her ring blurred in the front, in the foreground, and then the guy proposing in the background, right? And so I posted this. I posted this on Instagram yesterday. I got so many messages about it. I got messages from people that know the couple that got engaged.
Aww.
And they said, I'll let them know so they can have your photo. I was like, you don't have to. They had a professional photographer there. They're fine without my photo. They got the real shot done. But it was just so funny to me that here I was getting so mad. And I don't know if they know this because they were kind of far away from where they were sitting, but I had my portable speaker with me. So I had to fire up
again?
Bruno Mars.
This is the second time
this
you've
This is the second
that.
Time I've been at a beach where I fired up Bruno Mars. Marry you.
You're but, just like curating a mood.
I'm just saying.
Engagements find you.
I don't know. It's the second time it's happened to me in the past month where a wedding has popped up in front of me on
How
the beach.
How did she react when he dropped to the knee?
Like a woman would react who's just been proposed to. It felt like she may have known it was coming. I mean, she was dressed really nice. He had a collared shirt. You know, maybe she had an idea.
I feel like any time you get asked to get your nails did after you've been in a long relationship as a woman when you're about to do something, you have to be like, why am I getting my nails done
right
on a Tuesday? What's going on?
So, congratulations to the couple, you are now officially members of Carson Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, and to the couple, I apologize for thinking you were ruining the photographer's photo shoot next to
us. What you get for not minding your business.
Yeah, and if you know the couple that got engaged, please feel free to share this with them, and if they want to follow me on Instagram, it's @CarsonWithAK, and I'll send them that photo, too. Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
All righty, well, the Olympics are going. I don't know if you know or not.
That's all I'm watching.
Very, very invested. But yesterday, the men's team gymnastic won their first medal in 16 years. It was bronze, and it came down to one man and one man only, Steven Nedorozic, who was on the pommel horse. He was there for one reason only. He only had one event, and this was the event. And it was going to be his score, making us medal winners or fourth place.
Worcester Zone. Let's not forget that.
Worcester
guy.
Zone.
Good guy, local guy.
Good guy, local guy.
It's a home run.
Oh, my God. The drought is over. Team USA, they will be on that medal stand. Olympic medalist Steven Nedorozic, you did your job.
Now it's official. The drought is over. There'll be no more questions of when. That time is now. Medalist at the Olympics, the U.S. men.
At one point in your life, I hope everybody in the world gets to experience something like that.
Good stuff. Thank
you,
Kennedy.
Also, shout out to Frederick Richard, Stoughton Zone.
Stoughton, baby.
Paul Judah and Brody Malone and Asher Hong, all part of the team.
Well, if you know someone who should be celebrating Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.